Biden acknowledged on Thursday that lawyers found documents with classified markings from his time as vice president at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
He added they found other documents in his garage. Mr. Biden told reporters at the White House that he's cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department investigation into how classified information and government records made their way to his home and the office of his former institute in Washington. Mr. Biden did not say when the latest series of documents were found, only that his lawyer's review of potential storage locations was completed Wednesday night. Ukrainian servicemen stationed near Soledar said on Thursday they are holding their positions as explosions were heard in the background. The ultra-nationalist contract militia Wagner claims to have taken Soledar after intense fighting that it said had left the town strewn with Ukrainian dead. Wagner is run by an ally of President Vladimir Putin outside the main chain of military command. Moscow has held off officially proclaiming victory. Ukraine's military has denied Soledar has fallen, and President Volodymyr Zelensky mocked Russian claims to have taken over the city, saying in a video address Wednesday that fighting was still going on. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is in Canada Thursday for talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Kishida is on a tour of Group of Seven, or G7 leading industrialized countries, as Japan assumes the rotating presidency of the group. He will meet with U.S. President Joe Biden Friday at the White House. This is VOA News. U.S. flight operations are back to normal following a technical glitch that paused air travel on Wednesday, officials said. Early investigations by the Federal Aviation Administration suggest the glitch was caused by a damaged database file. More than 11,000 flights in and out of the U.S. had been delayed, and at least 1,300 were canceled. The FAA said it's seeing no unusual delays this morning. Pilots have been complaining for years about that FAA system that failed grounding air traffic across the nation. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The computer system generates alerts called NOTAMs, or Notice to Air Missions. Pilots and safety officials have complained about NOTAMs for years, saying there are too many of them and that some of them are unnecessary and can be hard to understand. A former National Transportation Safety Board chairman, Robert Sumwalt, once called NOTAMs a bunch of garbage that no one pays any attention to. The FAA says it's modernized the system since then. The FAA says the early indication is that Wednesday's outage was due to a damaged database file. It's promising to work to avoid any more disruptions like that. The Transportation Department is also looking into this. I'm Rita Foley.
The past year has seen a litany of human rights crises around the world, says the Human Rights Watch organization in its latest annual report released Thursday. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Human Rights Watch organization says that following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the global community deserves credit for unleashing what it calls the full arsenal of the human rights system, including an investigation by the International Criminal Court. In towns like Bucha and Izium, there is widespread evidence that occupying Russian soldiers tortured, raped, and executed civilians. The United Nations Human Rights Council has documented several hundred civilian killings, thought to be a fraction of the total. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A humanitarian vessel on Thursday disembarked dozens of migrants in the Italian port city of Ancona on the Adriatic coast. The rescue ship, operated by Doctors Without Borders, offloaded 73 passengers, including 19 unaccompanied minors. They were rescued off the Libyan coast after several days of navigation, the charity said. The main opposition in the West African nation of Benin is rejecting the results of this week's parliamentary election, claiming vote buying and fraud allowed allies of President Patrice Talon to win a majority of legislature seats. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. Love and lust.